Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply night and day difference. Night and day difference. Of all the differences we know of, there are very few that can rival the difference between night and day. The moon rules the night and the sun dominates in the day. There are creatures that only come out at night, such as bats and so forth, and then there are other creatures that you'll only see in the daytime. And when you meet someone that you haven't seen in a long time, and maybe at one time they look one way and then now they look completely different, you notice the power of a night and day difference. My friends, I would submit to you that the night and day difference also has a relevance in business, because it's not the subtle differences that attract people to you. It's those drastic differences, my friend, that allows you to build and grow and advance like never before. Are you making a night and day difference in your professional career? Is your lifestyle outlined as such to where people can see the definitive, undeniable change? In this lesson, my friends and neighbors, we're going to outline the 4 key elements required to make a powerful impact on everyone you meet so that they can see and feel that night and day difference. In our DIFF acronym, D-I-F-F, we're going to outline those 4. The D reminds us of the importance of distinction. Yes, my friends and neighbors, everything about you should stand out. You know, we always recognize those things that stand out in a crowd. We even have terms for it. We say stick out like a sore thumb because it's highly recognizable. How recognizable is your brand? How recognizable are you as a professional? Is your attire, your speech, your products, your services, are they all done in a manner of excellence to the extent that everybody knows it's you? When I was in college, there was a young lady that sat next to me in one of my classes. Her name was Pamela. And every time we had research papers to turn in, she would always use pink paper clips or purple portfolios and red staples. She placed her paper into a purple portfolio, clip it with either a pink paper clip or staple it with a red staple. Well, in a classroom of 100, she found a way to stand out. One time, she forgot to put her name on the paper. However, the professor knew whose it was because there was that purple portfolio, there was that pink paper clip, and he knew that it could be nobody other than Pamela. Well, if she found a way to stand out in a room of 100, how are you finding a way to stand out in your business? Are your business cards distinctive? Is your website distinctive? Are there things about your products and services that everybody can tell it's you as soon as you walk into the room? My friends and neighbors, I challenge you to make that distinctive difference. There are a few ways that you can do that. And one of those ways, my friends and neighbors, is just to make sure that you're defined by your excellence. That's a great distinction, my friends. If you're defined by excellence, that means that everything that represents you, that has your name on it, that's associated with you, is branded by excellence. I didn't say perfection. I said excellence. There is a difference. Excellence says that you're going to give it your best every single time, and you're going to do best you can at all times. That's one way, is making the distinction that I, in our DIFF acronym, reminds us of the importance of impact. Yes, my friends and neighbors, impact is simply the power of your influence. It's how long your influence lasts. It's how it makes them feel. It's the difference that you're making in the communities. We see that there are streets named after people all over the country, and these are people who made a lasting impact. That means their influence was felt years after they were gone. By the same token, my friends and neighbors, your business, your life must make an impact. Can I give you just a few ways to make the most incredible impact? First, first is through innovation. Create every day. You see, the newspaper that comes out is called a newspaper because there's something new in it every single day. You wouldn't pay for a paper that had the exact same thing on it all the time. You're in it because you like the creativity. Be like the newspaper. Every single day there's a new story. There's a new idea. There's something new inside of you, and people should see it. Your management style can also make an impact. Whether you're an encourager, whether you're the person that wants to pat your team on the back and make sure that everyone around you feels appreciated and welcome, that's a way of making an impact. Your purpose makes an impact. Why you live and what you do and your passion and drive and desire, those make an impact. And then I always say nothing can make a lasting influence quite like your attitude. How do you handle adversity? How do you deal with things when life's not seeming to go your way? Do you still have that positive, upbeat attitude? I would also say collaboration makes an impact. You know, there are some people who like working alone. They want to do it all on their own. And I always say that if you're doing it on your own, it must not be big enough. We've got to collaborate with people in order to make a lasting impact. You think of it, my friends and neighbors. Everything that has made a lasting impact came through collaboration. In World War II, the Allied forces were the ones that were going against the regime in Germany. They worked hard to overthrow them because they collaborated. And then you can make an impact by training, by being better at your craft. Everybody trains that wants to make an impact, and I challenge you to do the same. That F in our DIFF acronym, my friends and neighbors, reminds us that nothing allows you to stand out quite like friendliness. Yes, my friends and neighbors, your friendliness will make you stand out. I'm not just talking about your smile and your kindness and saying kind, nice words. This also relates to our forgiveness, our ability to wash away something that's just not that important. We're known by our forgiveness. Think of the people who have been taught and preached forgiveness, and we know them. Gandhi is one. Martin Luther King is another that taught us the power of friendliness is not just being kind. It's also willing to forgive and also the willingness to understand that we all come from different backgrounds and different cultures and different lifestyles. There's no reason for us to hate each other just because we're not the same. You can make a night and day difference just by your friendliness. And obviously another part of friendliness is faithfulness, being loyal to those around you, being willing to return the phone calls, being willing to say, yes, I can help you. Your friendliness will stand out. And finally, my friends and neighbors, last but not least, that final F reminds us that we can make a night and day difference with our focus. They say that we're living in the most distracted time in world history, where everything is vying for our attention, from cell phones to laptops to tablets to you name it, the internet surfing and on-demand television. All those things are challenging our ability to focus. And when you're the leader that can stay focused and determined and tackle one task at a time, no matter what's going on, you will make a night and day difference in everything you do. I remember that game they used to play. It was a pea and a shell, and they'd have three shells and only one pea inside one shell, and the guy would move his hands really fast, and you'd have to keep your eye on the one shell that had the pea underneath it. And if you could do that, my friends, you win a prize. The same thing happens in life. There's one opportunity that can make or break you. There's one opportunity that you, if you take advantage of, can change your life. And yes, there are a lot of other moving pieces and things are going in different directions, but if you can keep your eyes focused on that one prize, no matter what's moving around it, no matter what you hear, and keep your mind focused. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we can all advance. Listen, that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today, and I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I'll make you one personal guarantee. Success Training Institute can grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.